You know, a lot of people are overwhelmed by the problems of this world. But no problem is too big for our Lord, Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen for Jesus Christ?
Amen!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Yes, yes. There was once a boy in my neighborhood who had his share of problems. He was always in trouble with the law. He was into all sorts of drugs and was constantly filling his head with evil rock and roll music. A lot of people had lost faith in him, but not me. I still believed in him. I believed that deep down he was a good boy. He just needed some direction in his life. And who better to give him direction than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can I get another amen for Jesus Christ?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm talking about. And so I said to him, son, you need to turn your life over to Jesus. You need to find God. And find God he did. Just like that, he turned himself around. He truly dedicated his life to the Lord. This boy who had been obsessed with drugs and evil rock and roll music was now obsessed with God and the Bible. Before long, he began to convert other young lost souls over to our Lord. And that boy's name was Charlie Manson. Can I get an amen for Charlie Manson? Yes, yes, now I know what you're thinking. Isn't he the guy that killed all those innocent people? But what you must remember is that he killed those people for the Lord. And in the end, isn't that what really matters? I am the Reverend Oral Brackett, and this has been your Bible Minute.